Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. One Friday in the United States, many Nintendo fans noticed a surprising deal online. Best Buy, a large American electronics store, lowered the price of Metroid Prime 4 Beyond to $39.99 for the physical Nintendo Switch version. Physical version means the game comes in a box, not only as a download. The usual price was $59.99, so the discount was $20. For many players, this looked like the first big price drop for the game. That quick discount made people ask a new question. Before, many fans asked, "Is this game finally here?" After the sale appeared, they asked, "Should I buy it now?" A lower price can change shopping decisions very fast. It can also bring new players into a series. Nintendo is a Japanese video game company. It is famous around the world for Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, and many other game series. Metroid is one of its older and more serious science fiction series. Science fiction means stories about space, future technology, and strange worlds. In Metroid, the main character is Samus Aran. She is a bounty hunter. A bounty hunter is a person who tracks dangerous targets for money. In the game, Samus explores alien places, fights enemies, and searches for hidden pads. This new title matters because fans waited a very long time. The last main Metroid Prime game came out in 2007. That means the gap was 17 years. For many players, that is not just a long wait. It is almost a whole generation. Some fans played the older game as children, now they are adults. So Metroid Prime 4 Beyond is not only a new product. For many people, it feels like the return of an old favorite. The game was designed for the Nintendo Switch. The Switch first launched in 2017. It became very popular because players can use it at home and also carry it outside. That kind of system is called a hybrid console. Even on this older hardware, many reports say Metroid Prime 4 Beyond looks strong and runs well. Hardware means the machine itself, not the software inside it. But there is another layer to the story. Nintendo also has a newer system, the Switch 2. On that newer console, the game can improve with a $10 upgrade pack. According to the details in the sale discussion, that pack adds higher resolution textures, faster loading times, and Joy-Con mouse mode. Textures are the surface details you see on objects in a game. Higher resolution textures can make walls, clothes, and machines look sharper. Loading times are the short waits before a level or area opens. Faster loading means less waiting. Joy-Con are the small controllers that attach to the Switch. Mouse mode lets a player aim more like using a computer mouse. This is where the shopping puzzle begins. The normal Switch 2 edition costs $69.99. But some players noticed a cheaper path. They could buy the $39.99 Switch version at Best Buy. Then they could add the $10 upgrade pack. The total would be $49.99. That is still much lower than $69.99. So the simple choice did not feel simple anymore. For Switch 2 owners, this situation created confusion. They had to ask, which version should I choose? And why is the cheaper path not the main one? This matters because modern games often come in many forms. There may be a standard version, a deluxe version, a digital version, or a version for newer hardware. In the past, one box often meant one clear price. Now the final cost can depend on your console and the extra content you add. The game itself also gave people something to discuss. Metroid Prime is known for exploration, atmosphere, and careful movement through connected spaces. Atmosphere means the feeling a game creates around you. This time, Beyond also uses some open-world ideas. Open world means the player can move through a larger area with fewer fixed paths. In this game, much of the action happens in a huge desert. Samus can cross wide spaces, follow map markers, and search for collectibles. Map markers are symbols on the game map that help guide the player. Collectibles are items hidden in the game world for players to find and keep. There is also a motorcycle for Samus. It helps her travel faster across the desert. That sounds exciting, and many players may enjoy the speed. But it also changes the feeling of the series. Older Metroid Prime games were often slower and more enclosed. Enclosed means more closed in, with rooms, halls, and smaller spaces. A desert with a vehicle gives a very different rhythm. One reviewer at The Verge talked about this mixed feeling. The Verge is an American news website that covers technology, games, and digital culture. Reviewer Andrew Webster wrote that some of the new ideas felt a little strange inside the Metroid franchise. Franchise means a group of connected titles with the same world or characters. Still, he said he enjoyed the game overall. He also noted that the campaign did not feel too long. The campaign is the main story part of a game. That point may interest busy adults who want a complete adventure, but do not want to spend months finishing it. So this story is bigger than one sale. It shows how game companies now market the same title in several ways. It also shows how newer hardware can change value. Value means what something feels worth for the money. A lower price can make a game more attractive. An upgrade can make a system more useful. Where was the discount offered? It was offered at Best Buy. How much was the physical Switch version after the discount? It was $39.99. What was the normal price of the Switch version? The normal price was $59.99. What did the $10 upgrade pack add on Switch 2? It added higher resolution textures, faster loading times, and Joy-Con mouse mode. Why was the price choice confusing for Switch 2 owners? Because buying the cheaper Switch game and the upgrade pack cost $49.99, which was less than the normal $69.99 Switch 2 edition. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.